Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Tampa Alley. See what was going on.
This is Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great SRV, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jessica Moser's here. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, senior vice president for small business and specialty business at MetLife. And once a month now, they're teaming up with the U.S. Chamber for their small business coronavirus impact poll. Jessica, thanks again for being here. Tell us about MetLife and what you guys do.
So we do a lot of things, offering across the country, across the globe, where we're providers of insurance. In the United States, we're business to business, as well as retirement insurance, PNC, auto and home insurance. So I'm focused, when we think about our benefits, it's really mostly ancillary, so not medical, but think about it like life, dental, disability, some voluntary benefits.
And
we really do supplemental, exactly. Mm-hmm. We surround the medical in the United States. So, and we focused, in order to figure out what's the most important, we focused on different types of businesses differently. And I am lucky enough to focus on small businesses.
And so you are lucky. You are lucky to do that because there is no cuter or more huggable, cuddlier group in the marketplace than small businesses. Jessica, let's get back to your survey. I want to get more out of more of the news out of your survey, because the June news demonstrates from the May report that people are feeling better about what's going on and getting reopened, and even
That's
though
true.
We've got more cases of coronavirus that have been recorded, deaths are down, and that's now we're moving toward a time when I think anybody, maybe unconsciously, we just start accepting it. Well, you know what, this is a risk we can manage. What do you think?
I think that's right, and I think that you hit it on the head when you said this is a risk that we can manage. We have to actively do it, and that's something that small business owners, I would say, have really done in terms of adapting and pivoting. Like, here's an example. From April to May, small business owners that didn't have a digital presence increased that digital presence by 7%.
Wow.
Like,
that's
a big deal. Right, and so many businesses have pivoted, right? So, like, restaurants moving from in restaurant serving to making like to go meals and cocktails, even, or like having classes on how to make your own pizza, or you have like gyms that are now offering online classes, or juice bars selling fruit and veggie boxes and then juice instructions. I mean, these are real, to your point, I see a risk. I see the facts and the data, and I am going to pivot and figure out how I can best manage this.
And I think those
are the people who are going to survive.
And Jessica, small businesses manage risk for breakfast. And see, that's the thing that I try to get across to the government, to mayors and governors and different people. Let us, sure, I'm not saying we did the wrong thing in May, in April and March. We didn't know. We honestly didn't know. And so we're going to get a pass on that. But now, going forward, we now know more about this. We know how to manage it. And we don't have to shut down again. But we need to give small business owners the credit that they deserve for being able to manage risk. And you know what else? Not just small business owners. Consumers are going to do the right thing too. And I think we have to learn and get some kind of a dividend, an education dividend, from this expensive experiment we've just come through, so we don't have to spend that money again. What do you think?
I think you're right. And I think that mostly every small business owner agrees with you. We checked in about, you know, what do you think the financial toll is and the economic toll is going to be on this? And it is rate remains consistently in the low 80s, right? Mm-hmm. So small business owners, while feeling optimism about what they can do, are concerned about the economic toll, the financial toll that the pandemic has wrought. And they're also concerned about, what does this mean, right? More guidelines on how to keep themselves safe, safe, how to keep their employees safe, how to keep their customers safe. As you adapt to a new environment, small businesses, we checked in with them, and 30% think there's going to be more guidelines. And what does that mean? I also did a quick research on while we were on break, and from what we see, a third of businesses applied for the Paycheck Protection Program, but that number is going down. When we say, do you think you're going to need more loans? Now in June, it's come back as 26%.
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's evidence in the fact that there's still money in the fund that hasn't been taken yet.
Agreed.
I think so,
there's
too.
Still things to figure out, right? There's still things to figure out.
Hey, Jessica, I need you to give us the website where we can find you and the survey.
Yeah, okay. It's www.uschamber.com/SB Index, Small Business Index, SB Index.
And, of course, also MetLife.com, right?
And MetLife.com, yes. I'm focused on the survey. And then MetLife.com.
There you go. Jessica Moser, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. We can't do without her. Thank you, Jessica. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingham.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks, guys.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.